A purpose of this lecture is to educate people about the reality that truth exists. Since our foundation in 1995, we have studied all the great religions of the world. Now, we are not going to sit here and say that all religions are basically the same and everything's wonderful with all these religions. We're not going to get into that. What we are going to say is, in the concept of universal theological certainties that are accepted by the great religions of the world, is an awareness of truth, an awareness of God, an awareness of fate, depending on what this or that religion refers to as a source of truth. It's also a source of conscious power. People seek the mandate of God. They seek the direction of God for action. We are told today that the modern American structure of imperialism, the American economic system, the so-called democracy, which is very unclear whether it really is a democracy or a plutocracy, are the incarnation of God on earth. They are the incarnation of truth itself. We don't think, we know that is a lie. Why do we know that that is a lie? We know that that is a lie because the laws of nature are a reflection of truth. And we know, we don't think, we know that this current so-called world order, which really isn't very orderly below the surface, is sustained by the greatest destruction of other forms of life since the Permian extinction 250 million years ago. We know, we don't think, that this is going to lead to total disaster without drastic changes. Now, don't worry. Nature is going to do just fine. Nature's got billions of years to clean things up. And it will probably take about 100,000 to clean up all the lunacy that was created here. Human beings don't have that luxury. They are going to exterminate themselves if things don't change. And that could be coming a lot sooner than people think. Because when you talk to a lot of the ruling elite off the record, as we have, they are under the delusion of two giant delusions. One, it's not going to happen while I'm in office. So, hey, it's the next group of politicians that are going to deal with it. It's the next generation that's going to deal with it. We've studied the data. No one knows when these things are going to totally create disaster. But more and more of the leading scientists, and it is our view, that disasters of a huge scale could be coming in the next 10 years, not the next 50 years. That's point one. It's the second delusion is, well, let's assume a disaster. The second is much less widely discussed. Well, let's assume a disaster takes place. We, the ruling elite, they claim, will not really be affected. It will just affect the poor. And that's a real shame, but why should we worry too much about that? This, again, is a delusion of grandeur. It is a delusion of those at the top. It's a delusion of pride. Because the reality of the matter is, nature is going to be an equal opportunity grim reaper. That's right. When she goes and cleans up the lunatic mess that these people have created. America is highly vulnerable on a whole lot of different levels to a counterattack, if you will, by nature, or a consequence of the system just simply collapsing because of its own criminality and stupidity. The American Southwest is a completely artificial world. Even slight changes in the climate will make the American Southwest virtually uninhabitable. We've discussed the issue of a natural EMP attack, which can fry all solid-state circuits. Yellowstone volcano, if it ever blew up, would take out a good part of the United States. So you see, these people are living in a dream world. They're filled with arrogance. They're filled with delusion. Now, in times in history when those in power are seriously off course, nature, God, fate raises up prophets. Prophets can tune into what Jung referred to as a collective unconscious, an unconscious awareness of truth. Helen Keller, when they were finally able to reach her, this is someone who was blind and deaf, they asked her, "What is God?" And she said, "I always knew he was there. I just did not know his name, you see." Now, let's take another example. Alexander Solzhenitsyn was imprisoned by the Soviet Union. He was a nobody in a concentration camp and was one day thinking of committing suicide. And sort of a voice came out of the darkness in his head that today no one will hear you, but tomorrow the whole world will hear you. And Alexander Solzhenitsyn, this nobody in a concentration camp, wrote a series of books that rocked the most powerful empire in the world to its very foundation and helped bring it down in one of the most spectacular collapses in world history. Now, these prophets are humans. They're not angels. They're negative aspects to all these people, but it's the importance of the power of the truth. Another example, probably the most spectacular example in history, was Martin Luther in 1517. Here's a guy in Renaissance Germany who's a complete nothing, a complete nobody, a monk off in a tinker toy town off in Wittenberg, off in the middle of nowhere in Saxony, who writes a thesis that the Catholic Church is full of corruption and nails it to the door of his church. That was the only way he could think of protesting. He set off a religious earthquake, which rocked the Catholic Church to its very foundation and changed the entire course of the history of Europe, the entire course of German history, the entire course of Christian history. The truth has power, no matter how many prisons they build, no matter how much money they spend on advertising. The truth has power, and you cannot hide the truth. There are two things that a man cannot stare down, said the Buddha. One is the sun, the other is the truth. Who are these people? Deep down in your gut, you know who you are. And our goal is to present material to educate you to speak out against the criminal destruction of the environment in our time. And we will provide guidance about what you can do.